Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Do, 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 ask us anything. I feel
this
like...
This is Q and Gay. That's Q, how we're branding this.
You didn't tell me we're calling it Q and Gay.
I have been saying that.
You have?
Yeah, like 4 weeks.
No, you have not.
In fact, I even called the email I sent you Q and Gay.
I don't read emails. Y'all, welcome to our Q and Gay. Welcome to our Q and Gay.
Doesn't work.
I feel like I'm stripping in front of everybody. Don't you feel like we're showing them?
No, I'm just annoyed that you can't get my branding.
Ooh, they're seeing that. Ooh, they're seeing my chest on the intimate portrait right now.
As much as I plan and I just give you everything, it's right there in front of you. You just can't get the branding.
You know what? I'm not gonna fight back at you because y'all, Poodle is in some boarded
up South Carolina
spa or room in South Carolina, and she's got it's so that she's got her vodka in a solo cup.
No, I don't have I have bad white Kim Crawford wine because of blue laws in South Carolina, bitches.
You should have checked your bags and put vodka in it.
No, it's fine. I'm drinking my father's homemade wine, which gets you both kind of like a little like giddy, but it really bothers my acid reflux.
Wow.
And it's sweet and it's kind of good. And so I'm a little tipsy on homemade hooch.
How is everyone? How is the Muffin Report?
Muffin is in the other room currently. Muffin is doing okay. She has settled down a little bit. We were playing with her ball earlier, and she doesn't drop the ball. You have to wrestle it from her, and
wrestle,
she tries to bite you.
Oh, it sounds so, like you.
Yeah, it's... but the
it's
whole
you
house,
with dicks.
Yeah. The whole house kind of tiptoes around Muffin and her wants. And Muffin sleeps most of the day and then barks at night, which is fun. Yeah. So everyone is great. I'm seeing my brother and his kids tomorrow. And today I helped my father buy a brand new pair of wading boots with felt on the bottom for fly fishing, which is one of his favorite things to do. Oh. Well, I say I helped him, but he basically pointed at the iPad and say, that's the one that I want. And then I point to another one. I'm like, okay. He's like, oh, but let's look at that one. It was an hour of looking at things and me telling him what it said. And then I swear to God, he's like, oh, I'll just go into a store and try them on.
That was like when my dad wanted shoes he wanted slip-on shoes. And I looked and looked and looked for slip-on. And I finally ordered him some of those Skechers slip-on shoes. And he's like, Matt, my dad, he wouldn't say me. He's like, thank you. And then I came back. I went back to California for a week, and I came back and someone else was wearing the shoes. And I was like, oh, I said, dad has some shoes like those. And he said, the guy said, yeah, your dad, Chelsea, gave them to me. And I went, he gave you his shoes? He said, yeah. And then my Aunt Darla bought him the same shoes in the same colors. And he said, God damn, Matt, these are the most comfortable shoes I've ever had.
Oh.
I don't. They're the same shoes.
Well, I did this, and my father is, just to get an idea, Father Poodle is less patient than I. So
no shit. That's saying something.
And
whoa.
There is a Mother Poodle angle here as well. I need to tell this story because I need to get it off my chest because it was my mother even says, you're probably going to tell this story on your podcast. Make me a fool. And I went, no, I won't. And I smiled. She's like, yes, you are. You'll pay. So about a week ago, I didn't hear about this. I think it's because, I don't know, I guess my mother didn't want to bother me with it because it was a very long story when she told it to me this morning. It was like a long Southern story that had like offshoots. It was a 45-minute fucking story.
It's good. You'll end up missing me by the end of your trip with your mother.
Have you seen that Christopher Ryan Stamey thing that says your ADHD mom, like the one that I show you?
That's me.
Is my mother when she's trying to tell a story. Have you seen these things? I just got these. Did I tell you what your father did? The offshoots.
We had the best conversations. We just drove around LA talking about things.
I think it's why I'm triggered by you when you do that, because my mother is so bad at that. Anyway, and she goes, did I tell you about that? I'm like, just fucking tell your story. So about a week ago, my mother, she was getting like some peas out of the freezer. She's like, these are defrosted. I think the freezer's going out. And my father's like, you probably left the door open. Cool. He didn't say that. And my mother's like, I didn't leave the door open because there's an alarm. It's not my fault. You can't even hear it because you can't hear. And
if you're watching The Intimate Portrait, he is getting very, you are inhabiting your parents right now. I'm so scared.
I also showed my father closed captioning tonight because he keeps it so loud. And my mother went and threw up her hands.
She was so happy that you put it on.
Yes, it's so loud. Anyway,
does he not wear a hearing aid?
He does, but he doesn't like to wear it. Yeah, he does, and he still cups his ear behind his head like that, and it looks ridiculous. So, anyway, to make this long story short, it's already too long. My father accuses my mother of leaving. She's like, I did not look in the refrigerator. It's still not cold. And my father's like, well, look at that. We'll have to go to the my mom's like, I know exactly the kind of refrigerator I want. I want this one, like an LG one. And my father's like, well, we'll see what they have at a place in Pickens, an appliance store. And my mother's like, I don't want to go there. And so, because my father knows the person at this appliance store. So it's all about small business. And they both went there together. And my mother's like, I didn't want to go with him. You know what shopping like with him is like? So my father's asking this guy about the thing. And of course, he's only talking to my father. And my mother's like, I've measured it. The height of the refrigerator is 69 inches. And the guy said, looks at my father and goes, oh, is it 69 inches? And my mother's like, "What? That's what I said. I told you what the thing was." And he's like, but to be honest, sometimes, ma'am, some women don't know how to measure their refrigerators. And my mother said, well, I'm not some woman, so you can get me the manager right now.
Yes, Mother Poodle. In this case, I respect her being overdramatic.
I can only imagine what would have happened at this moment. My father said, you should have seen your mother's face when he said that. And
you know what? Hopefully that stupid man will never say that again to a woman.
And my mother said, I know how to measure a refrigerator. How dare you think I don't know how to do that? Cool. So anyway, the manager comes over and sells them on this shitty Whirlpool refrigerator that is awful.
Oh no.
And my father's like, well, this is the kind we can pick up today. All these others that we can't get today. So they've had it for 4 days. My mother keeps looking at it going, I hate that fucking refrigerator. It's awful. And it is. It's ugly. And it has very few shelves. And I walked in and I was like, what the fuck is this? And it makes really loud noises for the ice maker. And my mother, it'll go, you'll hear, my mother will go, caw. So every time the ice maker makes the noise, my mother goes, I was crying, laughing at it during dinner. And I said, Mom, you should just tell someone, do you want a refrigerator? Here's how much you paid for it. You take this. She said, I paid $1,200 for it. And I said, just tell them you'll take $1,100. It's 4 days old. Someone will buy it from you, or $1,000. I said, then you'll go buy whatever you want. And when you get it in, and she's like, well, I might do that, but I don't want to lose $200. So,
well,
she's like, I guess I'll have to wait till this one's done.
She'll anyway, be dead.
So that's how things are going. That's the news from Lake Wobegon.
How long are you going to be there?
Till Thursday. But it's a very short trip. I'm going to Mexico City. And then my traveling companion, who everyone wanted to know about.
Let's make it the thing now. Look, because people ask me, y'all know, some of you still are like, is Maddie single? Where have you been, girl? Where you been? Like, that's pretty clear.
That's a shame, because my first question was going to be, is Maddie single?
Yeah, that's what Jake doesn't know. Yes, I am. And Poodle is dating someone. Here's the deal. It's our private lives, but also to the people we involve ourselves with. Unless one of us decides we want to start fucking, unless Ronnie and I start fucking from Watch What Crappens, and no, that's not going to happen. He's my good friend. The people we involve ourselves with don't want to be in public lives. So that is really why I appreciate y'all wanting to know the details of my breakup. But I don't want to share that because he's not a public person. I can just tell you that I'm no longer a fan and I've moved on. So that's what all you need to know.
And I'm trying to ruin his credit.
You are. Anyway, so yes. So thank you for your interest, but we're not ever going to talk about those things in detail because of those people.
And by the way, if you're on the infant portrait, you can see this weird, as Misha style, two globes besides behind my head that is a light, a reflection of a ceiling fan. And I'm in my very dark room. There are no dead animals, though, because they got rid of them all.
Oh.
I was very happy about it. Yeah.
I have to tell you this. So I went to see the Indigo Girls last night.
Where?
We went and saw it was at Cal State, CSUN. I had sissy. I didn't look at my phone. A sissy messaged me on Instagram and said, this is weird, but are you at Indigo Girls? And I didn't see it till later. And I was like, yes, bitch. But
I can't imagine you at an Indigo Girls concert. I just can't imagine.
Well, I went. My friend was in town who's a huge fan.
Rush, I know she is.
I know some of their music. I don't know everything. Yep. I still, though, thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Oh, they put on a fantastic show.
It was with the whole band, too, and like a fiddle player. Anyway,
how many
really
lesbians?
Quite a few. It was great. But I got to tell you.
They put on a great show. I've seen them.
Glennon Doyle and Abby Wambach were there, and I freaked out.
Of course they were.
I freaked out. I will tell y'all this. That podcast helped me get through. There's a great episode with Jen Hatmaker.
I love that one.
That talks about being codependent, and that's where I kind of recognize. A lot of you have actually asked, like, you preach. That's a great episode to listen to if you want to know kind of like the breakdown of codependency. It's two parts, actually. But I completely, like one of our sissies do to us, which I always appreciate, I completely fanned them both and told them what they have done for my life, and they were both so... so sweet. And I got to say.
And then a big guy punched you in the face and put a bag over your head.
I wish, because I'll tell you this. Abby Wambach is fucking tall and hot as
fuck. She's very
tall.
Yeah.
She is cheek. Oh, man. I was like, just pick me up and take me away. That is a handsome, beautiful woman. I was into it.
I don't think she's your type or you're her type.
Fine. Let's just do this. AUA, ask us gay, dick
no,
in my ass. What's
Q
it called?
And gay.
That's really good. We should use that. Q and gay.
I take so much pride in trying to brand. And you just flop through anything like you're just cannonballing into a pool. I'm just trying to create dives that make zero. God. Ask your first, y'all, this comes from, if you don't know what this is, we are currently on vacation right now. Mm-hmm. And it's the week of July 4th. So you're mm-hmm. hearing that then. So
this is our first of two parts of our Q and Gays.
We're recording it a little bit earlier, so I'm still home. But this is kind of, this is questions that you guys submitted, either Supercast or Patreon. And you guys could submit those, and you guys had a lot of other good questions. And I also have a couple questions from previous,
the last one,
the holiday Q and Gay, or the holiday. We did call it an AUA that time.
Yeah, we did. Oh, I want to say too, a couple people asked you about how to give a good blowjob. Listen to that last Q and Gay we did in December, because we went into it thoroughly.
In an extreme graphic detail, actually.
We did, yes. Like, so much so our mothers would scream and yell, no, that's my baby boy, and sob in a corner.
I don't think my mother would say that. Chaper, don't do that to me. I am drinking out of a solo cup, however, if you're on the intimate portrait, because that's how my parents do when I'm here. That's what people in the South do. It's solo cups.
Okay, y'all, get the aluminum ones. It's no plastic.
I'll let you tell my parents that.
Well, I just say, well, Mother Poodle, that plastic's going to be there when your great-grandchildren's children is going to be there, and that aluminum would go away.
Well, I'm old.
That's what they would say. All right, let's jump into this. Poodle, what's your first question? I'll let you start.
Okay. This is not exactly... people did ask this question, so I want to just... more than once, mm-hmm. people are saying, when are you going to announce tour dates for 2023? We're waiting on those. We are in contact with our tour manager. That will be, pay attention in July, because that's when we're probably he's going to get back to us.
We hope, yeah.
But we are planning on touring in the fall.
We are.
So I would say start looking late July, August.
We'll let you know. We are.
Yes. We are planning on touring in the fall. And some people are saying, are you planning on coming to Canada? That is definitely a plan.
We're definitely hoping to come to Toronto for sure.
Yes.
So
Yes. All right. That was, but a couple people had asked that. So we are touring. We love touring. We love meeting you. I even love meeting you.
You do. We love it.
I never thought I would.
But she does. I also want to say, someone asked, I think this is important. They said, in the theme song, is it Yes Ahoy Matey or With a Boy Maybe? And it's driving me nuts. And I got to say, I kind of want to change it now to With a Boy Matey, but it is
Love. Yes Ahoy Matey. When do you say it? I don't listen to your part. I tune out.
Same.
Love. Exciting and new.
Go online. They're catfishing you. And then I say, yes, ahoy, matey.
So it's yes, ahoy, matey.
Then I might start saying with a boy, maybe.
With a boy, maybe.
Kind of makes sense. I enjoyed it.
I think I prefer him with a boy, maybe.
I kind of like it. We'll see what I do on the tour.
They're catfishing you with a boy, maybe.
I kind of like it.
Makes sense. It makes lyrical sense.
Yes. I enjoyed it.
Wow. Yes, ahoy, matey. That just tells you you have bad diction. So we'll need to work on that.
Wow. Knew that was going to come back on me.
That actually gets into a question that I want to answer. One says, Poodle, where did you get your love of language, grammar, words, et cetera? I very much enjoy it. And they say, although I am an English teacher, an English teacher. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Mother Poodle loves words. And Mother Poodle, when I did not know what a word was, when I was very young, bought me, instead of me asking 1,000 times, what does this word mean? My mother said, Chapert, I'm going to buy you a dictionary so you can look it up. And
and it was my like mother, a whole magical thing to you in this book.
My mother bought me a children's dictionary, which I immediately proclaimed, this is for babies. And threw it at her. And then I got a regular Merriam-Webster when I was like 3 or 4, and I literally would read the dictionary because I was obsessed with words, clarity, specificity of how, and I was obsessed with how many different words, how they meant certain things, and how one word you could describe it this way, but it was more negative, and one word was positive. So I've always, as someone who writes, I've always been obsessed with words. Words, words, words. I'm so sick of words.
I can't sing with you because we're remote, but go.
We're remote. But I love words. I love grammar. I love, because I think what's without going on my soapbox.
With, Jesus.
I think what sometimes goes away with text speak and autocorrect and Grammarly and everything else is the idea of being able to talk to each other in a way that is artful, and in a way, because people used to write letters, and artful conversation is going away.
You know, I did think about that when watching Indigo Girls, that Emily is a fucking poet.
Oh, she is.
Her lyrics are some of them. And to watch her speak them, I went, this is a rarity nowadays. You don't see this as much.
Well, you see, those lyrics are extremely poetic that they use. But just the way people used to speak and the way people had a, I'm not saying there's nothing's how it used to be. But when you ask someone, even some of these shows we watch, they're like, what do you like about us? And they're like, it's just vibes. That no one can really describe, no one can be specific with their language anymore. Mm-hmm. And either they're worried about someone thinking that they're some type of weirdo by using a word like, I don't know, the way you appear in the morning light. I like that about you. Because if someone said that to me on a reality show, I'm like, that's weird. but I just think we're, I don't know. I feel like something is dying.
I think it's already dead.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But But that's so that's why I'm so Mother Poodle was at the root of that. And I love words because what else do we have? We otherwise it's just grunts and sex noises.
It's gotten me pretty far.
It's gotten me this far.
I mean, we're both doing okay.
What's your next cue and which we will provide the gay?
All right. Somebody asked, what is the name of your favorite teacher, K through 12? Did you get any inspiration from them?
Ooh.
My favorite teacher was Mrs. Kurtz. We called her Coach Kurtz. She's the one that did, remember that she was our speech teacher. And yes. I just saw, who was it? Some celebrity. David Bignall with Bignall. I can't say the anchor from CBS. And he was talking about a speech teacher. He's this gay anchor guy, news anchor.
I don't think you're saying that right.
Bignall. I never say his name right. Anyway,
can you spell it?
B E A G N A U D.
I don't know him, but yeah.
Anyway, I think speech teachers in general are highly important. Every school should have one. Don't get me started on that because kind of what you were just saying, people, not kind of, literally exactly what you were just saying, people don't know how to speak. Mrs. Kurtz, however,
don't know how to express ourselves.
Yeah. Mrs. Kurtz was super, super intelligent, or is super intelligent. She's still alive. She lives back in Oklahoma, and then another part-time, she lives in Creed, Colorado during the winter months. But anyway, she always drove a Pontiac Grand Am. Don't ask her about it when they canceled the car. She was very upset. She would get a new one every 4 years. She was very upset when they discontinued that car. She wears Shalimar. That's one when I smell Shalimar, I still think of her. But she had long red hair and she had glasses and, she was someone who was very dramatic. Very dramatic. Like she said, to the time that she was T-boned in a car accident, she said, and half my face fell off. I was so pissed off at the driver. I was screaming, "You idiot!" I looked down, my jaw's just dangling, but I kept yelling at that asshole.
Without a jaw.
So she didn't say asshole because she was teacher, but she taught English and she taught speech. But she is literally, and she really changed my brother's life too. And a lot of people in our, world, because she was the first, like, she has me a keychain that she got me, that on one side it says "The Star Is Born" and on the other side it said "Broadway Bound." And she was kind of the first person, because y'all, my parents said I could do whatever I wanted to do, but, and I don't mean to say they
but
weren't
she
supportive.
Saw you
she saw you because my parents
I totally get it,
they don't know what it meant for a kid to be on theater, Broadway. Yeah. They didn't get it,
they didn't know how to talk to you.
Yes. And yeah. She, Mrs. Kurtz, basically said, you have the talent to do this and be someone who's a performing actor. You're not only a star because you're some magical thing, but you actually have the talent, you have the passion, da 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 da. But what I remember about Mrs. Kurtz the most,
this has already gone on longer than I thought.
She loved Jimmy Buffett, and Miss Kurtz was very, she didn't like to be in the room alone with kids because she's like, I don't want someone to say, she goes, ah, she always puts her hand on her head. She's like, I don't want them to think I'm touching somebody. So she would make like three kids be in the room and all this. So it was a very big deal if you ever got to be alone with her, because that means she trusted you and your family. So we rode up, just me and her, to the state speech competition at Oklahoma State. It was my junior year of high school. Miss Kurtz also couldn't drive worth a shit. So we're driving down the interstate and we're listening to music. And she's like, Matt, do you know Jimmy Buffett? She loved Jimmy Buffett. And I was like, I really don't. She's like, oh, Matt, he's so great.
Parrot head.
Yeah. So she starts playing Jimmy Buffett. And we're listening to, we're like, cheeseburger and paradise. We're listening to everything. And then that song, Come On, Let's Get Drunk and Screw, comes on. And Mrs. Kurtz doesn't think about it because it just goes into the next song on her cassette tape. So we're just sitting there. And so she's sitting there singing. And then, like, out of the blue, she, like, gets to the chorus. And she's driving. She goes, come on, let's get drunk. And she looks over at me and mouths, and screw. And she goes, ah! and she takes her hands off the wheel and puts them on her head. Our car swerves over like two lanes of traffic. There's a truck that like swerves and almost flips over. We go in the grass. She grabs the wheel, centers it back. She pulls to the side of the road and she looks at me. She's like, "Don't you dare tell Superintendent Scott I just sang this song in front of you. He'll fire me."
And with that, we're going to take a commercial break and be back with my teacher.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Poodle, who is your most inspirational teacher?
You know, mine was a similar kind of thing. Mine was an English teacher. And I think I may have talked about this person before. Her name was Mrs. Chance. And she taught a class. I had to get special permission for this to take. I was supposed to take AP English. And I did not like the teacher. And and I was like, do I was supposed to, because I'd taken it, I was on the track to do AP English, and but I want to take this class called World Literature, because I heard from other people it was wonderful, and you got to do a summer, not only did you do a summer reading list, because you knew I had summer reading for your other courses. Did you have summer reading?
No, they never gave it. Really? Summer never. Not in Oklahoma. People had to work on the farm or play baseball.
I had summer reading every year.
No, my mom would take me to the library. I would do summer things there, but not our school. I'm telling you.
We had summer. I loved summer reading.
No one loves summer reading. No other boy loves summer reading, Poodle, but you just, I'm proud
of you. I loved it. And I dreamed about, we read Pride and Prejudice, The Queen of the Native. Oh. But anyway, we had summer reading, but we also had summer movies. She got me interested in foreign films. We had to watch, that's when we watched, I had to watch Dr. Zhivago. I watched Lawrence of Arabia. I watched, that was Babette's Feast. I watched, all this obviously was not porn, Gandhi, big movies, Gallipoli, which was a very violent movie, but, we were watching, what else did I do? A Passage to India was on there.
Did you watch, How to Create a Homosexual? Did you watch that movie?
I was going to say, y'all, Mrs. Chance basically saw what was present in me and created What You See.
Wow.
Like, created, and she also taught mythology and almost got fired by the school district later. And she wore caftans, and she wore these, and she always talked like this.
She's still
wonderful.
Alive?
Yes. She's teaching in a school district. Sometimes she sees my mother in the grocery and says, "How is Jake doing? Oh, he was such a wonderful child. Oh, he was so creative. She talked just like Eartha Kitt."
Anyway, should reach out to her.
I should reach out to her. But then she had us over to our house, and she had all these like African masks. Everything was like this world. She wore like beads and weird sandals.
Why is this woman in Pickens? What happened to her?
I don't know, but she was the one who told me that she's like, "Oh, darling, you need to go to school somewhere else to be in the South. You need to get out of here. It's not made for you to live here."
She had a lot of gay friends.
She knew. Her first husband was gay, I found out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But no, Mrs. Chance kind of taught me, and that class and the reading we had was like introduced me to world literature, like Nectar in a Sieve, Things Fall Apart, Chinua Achebe. And it enlarged my world to something that I did not understand. I learned about how art was different and writing was different around the world than it was in America. And you don't get that a lot in school. And
no.
Yeah. It taught me to, it broadened my mind for the first time. And that was in 11th grade. And so I thank her so much.
You should tell her that.
I should. I think I will.
Good.
Anyway, that was her.
All right.
What's mine? Okay, I'm going to ask you this. Can you tell the story? First of all, someone asked the story of Darla and Peggy's, your Aunt Darla and Peggy's fight, but that's not important. I need to hear, someone asked previously, how did your Aunt Darla and Peggy track your father's ex-wife, Brenda?
Well, I was kind of waiting.
I love this story.
So basically, here's the deal. Brenda was my father's second wife, and she was the, or she still is, she's not in great health now, but she is the woman that her and my father were dating many years while my mom and dad were married. So
she was the other woman.
She was the other woman. She looked kind of like the, a younger version of the woman from Something About Mary. She, the neighbor, the tan Magda, she was very tan. She had dyed blonde hair. She was a little petite, dyed blonde hair, and it was white, just white. She kind of looked like Lori Morgan in the '90s, that kind of haircut. And she wore, so, as my sister-in-law once said, she's like, I just feel like there's spider legs on her eyes. Because she wore so much gloopy mascara. And she would go, man! She had smoked for like, she never really stopped smoking, but she smoked for like 50 years. So it was always like, man, how you doing, Matthew? Oh, she loved me. Loved me, loved me, loved me. Loves me to this day. Still comments on everything.
She also had the classic quote when you came out to your father.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, is that a new phone? It's one of my favorite stories of all time.
Because she didn't really know what to say.
Matt, is that a new phone?
As my dad's crying. she also told me, I really need to remember, I'm going to save it. So this is a true Southern tradition. I don't know if I've told this story before because I missed it at Christmas. I'm going to have to tell y'all next time we do it, an AUA or an Ask Us Gay or Q and Gay.
Oh, Q and Gay.
We'll have to tell y'all about the Barbie tree topper story because I don't think y'all know that story.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't think I've ever told it. So anyway, but she also, though, once said, like, my brother was being silly and said something to the fact of, like, Dylan, his oldest son at the time, was learning about, like, genitalia. And so just, y'all, don't get offended by it. It's not like from a queer stand. It's just like my brother being a brother saying, Dylan going, Daddy, you have a pee-pee. Papa has a pee-pee. And Uncle Matt has a pee-pee. And my brother said, Uncle Matt has a pee-pee, kinda. And it was just a joke. Like, I laughed. It's like a brother just, you know. Yeah. And so then Dylan said that, and we laughed, and it wasn't a big deal. And which, that's all that was said. It was not ever brought up again. But Brenda jumped right in and said, Nuh-uh, Dylan, your Uncle Matt has a super-duper big pee-pee. And we all went, what the fuck? I wish y'all could see Poodle's face.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, so that was Brenda. Y'all, just bless her heart, dumb as a box of rocks, just not really that intelligent. But she, I do think it's my dad's love of his life. And, but my dad fucked that one up. So anyway, so he fucked that up. They're getting divorced because, you know, dad said it's all about the money and all this shit. And so this is what happens when you divorce or break up with Lamar. Even when I broke up my ex, everybody, all my family was like, it was about the money. What? They want your money. That's what Amar always says. They want your money. Aunt Peg. So that's the deal. Aunt Peggy, Aunt Darla, Uncle Andy at the time, they're all like, she just wanted that Mar. Like, we're the fucking, like, Ewings of Rockefellers. Dallas. We don't. Yeah. No, we're none of.
No, the, that's the Taliaferros.
That is true. That's a Taliaferro. That is true. We weren't. Well, Aunt Peggy's very rich, but the rest of us weren't. Well, so. Anyway, all about the money. Well, my dad tries to get everything signed for the divorce and go through, not go to court and do it all pretty good. Well, Brenda wasn't having that. Someone spoke in her ass, they think probably her sister Dana, and got in her craw. And so Brenda took my dad to court. And
that's the only way you can get the money.
Yeah, with Judge Tate and everything, which I knew Judge Tate because I was rubber face when I were in Showboat because he was Gaylord. You know that?
We could make believe.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I love Judge Tate.
I don't know a lot of judges who are also operatic baritones. Yeah. Tenors. Oh,
he had a beautiful voice. Great. It was weird because he was like 55 and the woman playing was 24. Because that's just what you got in musical theater land. He was the only man who could sing it. Anyway.
Oh, God.
He was great. So Judge Tate.
Was Queenie wasn't mixed race, was she?
No, it was an actual black woman.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Wait, is Queenie the one that's mixed race in the show? Oh, no, that was Vicky Gelona, and she wore fake tan. She's white. She was white. She was real white. But there was another woman who is supposed to be a black woman, and they did have one black woman for that role.
That's something.
Yeah, but no, Miss Gelona, who I still love, wore fake tan. Yeah. She owns the theater now. Remember when we gave money to different theaters when Sissy's raised money? We gave it to her theater that runs and teaches, and they have an LGBT scholarship there. Yeah. So anyway, so the divorce is public, y'all. In a town of Ardmore, all the shit's coming out in court. Well, Peggy and Darla, they and my cousin Kelly, which is Peggy's daughter, said, we've got to fix this woman's hat, and said, Chelsea, you got to get ahead of her on this. So
it was, I'm sorry, you're right. It is Queenie. Magnolia is the mixed race woman. Queenie is the black woman.
Queenie is a black woman, just like on Lalu, Queen.
Yes.
And Queen, that woman kind of looked like her. Yes. Miss Gelona played Magnolia. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Aunt Peggy and Darla said, we're going to fix this. So Brenda had moved out of the house, and she was living at the Oakwood Apartments or something like that. I forgot what they were called. But here's the deal, is my dad had bought her car. So technically, my dad still, Brenda forgot that my dad had an extra key fob to Brenda's Cadillac. Yes. So what they would do is, and you've heard this story, I think, from my aunts themselves.
Yes.
They decided, they drove to the Oakwood every night. They would go in there, and there was a little air, they would boop, boop the car, and they would go and stick a voice-activated recorder underneath, like, this little, like, the center part console of the car, and they would record her entire conversations in her car.
Yo, this is cuckoo magoo.
And every night, my dad wouldn't go to bed. My dad always went to bed at 9 o'clock. He was so tired, he stayed up till midnight, because every night, he'd grab Darla or Peggy, and they'd go up to bed. Aunt Peggy would always dress in black and wear sunglasses in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And they'd go up there and boop-boop that thing and switch it out every night. And she never knew the wiser. My dad said, well, it's legal. My name's on the lease. And or on the, because he paid for it.
I don't know if that's legal.
So anyway, the big hullabaloo happened is two things happened. Y'all, they found out that Brenda was going to meet with her attorney the day before court. So they wanted to know what was being said. My dad fell asleep the night before, and he didn't call Aunt Darla, Aunt Peggy, and no one went and put a voice recorder in her car. So then when Brenda was going to leave the attorney's office, they weren't going to hear what she said. Well, they knew. So basically, my cousin Kelly went and staked out and sat in front of the attorney's office and then called my Aunt Peggy and said, she's here. She pulled up. And they were at, so Aunt Peggy flew out of work. And Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla said it was easy because she was showing a house down the street. And they met. And so they said, how are we going to, Brenda's car was parked right in front of the attorney's office on Main Street. And the attorney had a glass windows. And so Brenda could see right there. All she had to do was just turn around and just see these people getting in her car. And Dad said, I can't do it. I'll get in trouble. So Aunt Peggy, Aunt Darla on Main Street, they fucking take this boobopper thing. They had Kelly beep it and unlock it. And I don't know why they did it together. It could have just been one of them, but I remember it was both of them. They army crawled down the kind of, and try to, like, you know how like some streets angle down and like at the curb, it's kind of deep and you could kind of hide a little bit. They got in the dirt and everything, crawled, army crawled on Main Street. And they opened the car and stuck the voice activated recorder.
Which was open because it's Long Grove.
They didn't have the voice activated recorder because I forgot why they didn't have it or the battery. So this is what they did. Aunt Peggy or Aunt Darla turned her phone and called Peggy, and Aunt Darla stuck her cell phone underneath
the seat. That's what it is.
That's what it was. And so her cell phone was there. So they get out of the car, or they lock the car up, go up. Sure enough, Brenda leaves, and then they're in the car. and they're listening to everything. She's just going, well, we're going to get that fucker, that no good son of a bitch, ex-husband, da-da. She's going off. She's calling her sisters and spilling all the secrets, telling all what her and attorney advised to do. Meanwhile, she's like, and they don't even know, those sisters, those bitches, those sisters don't even know that I got pictures of everything in that house that I deserve, and I'm going to get it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Well, Aunt Peggy was listening on one phone, and she called her, called my cousin Kelly, called Kelly on another phone, and she's like, she got those pictures, or she has pictures of the house. And Kelly said, I bet they're at the Walgreens or the Walmart. I'm on it. Because Brenda was on her way to go get the pictures. So my cousin Kelly raced in her car, went to the Walgreens, went in and said, yes, I'd like to pick some pictures up for Mar.
Brenda.
For Mar. Because they didn't ask. No, she didn't say Brenda. She just said Mar. And they handed her the pictures right there because it was under the name Mar. Didn't even ask. My cousin Kelly paid for the pictures. And then cut to 10 minutes later, Aunt Peggy and Darla and Kelly are laughing, listening on the phone because they hear the car door slam. And Brenda goes, they got the goddamn pictures. I bet it was that bitch of a cousin they have, Kelly. I bet it was her. She does shit like this. Well, so anyway, the next day they go to court. And my dad knows everything. Everything. Everything they said, they counteracted with. And so she ended up getting nothing. And even when she went into her car afterwards, because by this time they put the recorder in her thing that night, she said, I don't know how they know everything I'm doing. Well, cut to, they got divorced like a week later. She had to move her shit out. And Aunt Peggy pulls up because Dad said, don't come over here, Peggy. Don't do it. Darla was working. And Peggy said, I won't. So Peggy, of course, rolled up in her Lincoln Town car. That's what she had at the time, one of those big old Lincoln Town cars. Rolled up like a goddamn boat. And she pulled up, and she kind of walked over there like my grandma. And Brenda said, well, what are you doing here? And she said, I just came to see my brother. That's all I did. I just came to see my brother. And Brenda said, well, you don't need to be here. She said, Chelsea, can I be here to see you right now? And Dad said, fine with me, sis. She said, okay, I think. And Brenda said, well, I'll just call the police and tell them to get you off my property. Aunt Peggy said, I was at court last week, and the last time I heard, Judge Tate said, it ain't your sister, not anymore. And Aunt Peggy said, or then Brenda said, you're nothing but a bitch. And Aunt Peggy said, well, you're just nothing but a tarantula-eyed slut. And so they started to not physical, but words fight. And so Brenda called the sheriff. She or called the police. She called the police. The policeman pulls up, gets out of his car, and he says, well, Peggy, what are you doing? She's like, well, hi, Officer Carroll. How are you doing?
Oh, my God.
How's that house going? I know y'all just got moved in. She had sold him a house. And Brenda goes, she goes, God damn it, these fucking Mars know everybody. And she screamed and ran in the house. And that's the story. Moral of the story, when Aunt Peggy will tell you this story, she'll say, and that's why you don't fuck with a Mar.
I heard that story over Mexican food after Aunt Peggy had ordered 4 baskets of chips.
Yes. Sorry, it was a long story. I really tried to shorten it.
I don't think you did. What's your next one? Oh, God, I aged during that.
You asked?
I did.
My next one is poodle.
Yes.
What would you... No, I want to do this one. If Tinfoil Hattie was on Drag Race, what would her entrance line be? What punny phrase would RuPaul... And what punny phrase would RuPaul use to tell her she's won a challenge or that she's in the bottom?
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
I would say... Tinfoil Hattie, your favorite conspiracy theory drag queen. Tinfoil Hattie. I think Tinfoil Hattie's entrance line would, she'd walk in and say, hey boys, or hey girls, like chemtrails, I'm here to poison the competition.
Wow. God, I'm sad we asked that. Whoa!
And let's say the congratulations, Tinfoil Hattie. RuPaul would say, "Congratulations, Tinfoil Hattie. You're a winner, baby. Your grassy knoll has become a grassy hole."
And there were definitely several men there.
And there was definitely a second shooter.
There was a second shooter.
Or a third. I can't believe I just said chemtrails on the podcast. Hey, boys, read any good books lately? Guess what? They're all banned.
That was the background of the Indigo Girls concert. They had all pictures of the banned books. That was their, it was, yeah. It's kind of sad what was being banned in this country.
Well, they'll tell you, they're like, nothing's being banned. It's so parents can blah, blah, blah. What's as good as being banned? Yeah.
Terrible.
I have a shirt now that says, save the books, ban the fascists.
Ooh, I like that shirt.
I'm going to wear on tour.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another one since I had a long one. Okay. What would Poodle make for a 3-course dinner to impress guests?
Ooh, okay. What kind of guests are we talking about here? Is this a guest I want to bang, or is this a guest that I need to borrow money from? are these the children of my prospective husband who's about to die of mysterious circumstances?
I think it is. I think it is guest meaning. I think I'm upping the ante.
Okay.
It is. I'm going to include some of your themes. Coming to the guest are 3 people. Cate Blanchett.
Oh. Still one of the most egregious best actress robs of ever for Carol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The fact that Carol was barely nominated. All I want to do is have someone return gloves to me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Cate Blanchett.
Yes.
My idol. Ryan Gosling, but not just Ryan Gosling. Ryan Gosling in that jacket and as his character from Drive.
Whoa. I did not expect this.
And
whoa,
Danny DeVito.
Why Danny DeVito?
Who doesn't love Danny DeVito?
I'm sure he'd be fun. You know what I'd start out with? I'd definitely start out with a light soup course for Cate Blanchett, because she'd be wearing some type of diaphanous dress.
This is true.
And or just something that made her look like a goddess, because that's what she fucking is.
She is.
And I think I would go with a... this is tough.
What type of soup?
I would do a light cream of celery, which used to be fashionable because, you know, she's done so many period movies. So I would go like, this is like something you would have in Carol or The Aviator. And, and but like kitschy, like cream of celery, but like it's very good. And it's very savory. And then I would do for the main would be for Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
And it would be, I think about, he's Canadian. Mm-hmm. So I think about game. I think about maybe seafood. You know what? It's seafood because everyone's going to like it. So... We would do a Dover sole, really like classic, also kitschy. Boy, this is the theme. We would do a Dover sole, a really nice, like with lemon, with white wine butter sauce, super luxurious, maybe some asparagus on the side, but because we're going to fuck after the... I just wouldn't taste his gum.
Not asparagus. So, yeah, you don't want to do that.
I just don't want to eat it. It'll go somewhere else.
You could do a broccolini.
No, it's asparagus. It needs to go with the Dover sole.
Yeah.
And for Danny DeVito, for dessert.
That's true. You can't taste with your asshole. You won't even know the
that's
difference.
That's true. Exactly. And for dessert, mini chocolate mousses, because he's tiny.
I love that.
Because you can't do better with chocolate mousse. And it's not a huge filling dinner either.
I love that. That's what I would make.
I'm telling y'all, a Dover sole is, if you've never had really good sole or really good whitefish like that, it's delicious. It's one of my favorite fish dishes, even though it's very kitschy and old school. Dover sole.
Don't know her. Yep. Y'all, that's it for our part one of this.
Yeah. We're going to have part two coming up with more of your questions, more of your burning venereal questions.
Poodle, do you want to tease them with one of the questions we're going to answer?
Yes. One of the questions we're going to say is, once someone asks is, what 90-day show would you be on, and where is your boyfriend from, and what is your storyline? You want to have one to tease?
Actor you wish you could go back in time to bone.
God, I have such a long list.
Don't you answer it yet. Okay. You think about it.
Y'all. And we're talking about musicals. There's also a thing about musicals in the next.
Yes. We're going to get, some of you did ask several 90-day questions, so we're going to talk about that in a little bit more. All right, everybody. We will see you in part two.